Where we look will set the direction in which we are going to go. If our eyes are pointed right, then we will keep focus and living in the right way. That is why we must ask ourselves today, where are we looking? The Bible tells us, set our eyes on Jesus. In him is the true life and purpose. And we need to enjoy this journey we have undertaken on the earth. Staying focused and keeping on the right track is also important. For there are things that can divert our attention, causing us to backtrack, or worse still, losing us from the true path. Our feet will always walk where our eyes are pointed. Always keep that in mind. God always comes just in time. Where are your eyes looking? This should be a question that should help us to reflect every day, to understand where we are going. Many times we live day to day, and we even become biblical. We say, each day brings its own eagerness. So I shall take care of today. That's fine, but are we really taking care of today? We just get into the monotony of life, where we do things automatically. We put ourselves on autopilot, and so we live our relationships at home, we work, we relate, and we serve God on autopilot. If that were the case, God should have taken away our free will and put a chip in us. That would program us completely how we should live. But I believe he gave us free will so we could really enjoy it. And learn to choose, and be responsible for the consequences of everything we do choose, or the decisions that we make. It's part of life, and it's important to understand that it is a good thing given by the Lord. So it is important to take space and pause, and then begin to ask ourselves, where am I looking, or where are my eyes looking? Simply because, my dear friends, your feet will point or walk where your eyes are looking. You can't be looking one way and walk another. The only way for that to happen is if you are being carried. You avert your gaze, but the one who is carrying you knows where he is going. But when it is your turn to walk, or when it is your turn to make a decision in life, some simple and some very important, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, where are your eyes looking? Where are you focused? Because a bad focus can give us a bad direction. And it's interesting because it's a piece of advice that the Bible tells us. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, set your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, who for the joy was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The New Living Translation says it this way, making it even more interesting. It says, this we do by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Now that little phrase, this we do, is talking about the first verse, where it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a huge multitude of witnesses of the life of faith, that is, by people who have lived by faith and understood that faith for some served to conquer and for others to suffer. But it is the same faith. And he said that they experienced faith, and they are this multitude that through the angels remind us of it. Then the word goes on to say, let us lay aside every heaviness that hinders us from running. Compare life, true life, as a race. And what is necessary in realizing the word heaviness is those things that hinder us from running in the right way. We can lay aside all that. Some might ask, but what things can hinder me from running in life? Right here the Bible tells us, especially one, sin, that so easily causes us to stumble. Many things can be those that constitute a very strong heaviness that prevents you from moving forward in life. Bad relationships, bad decisions, situations that, pardon the expression, you have messed up in, and you are now living the consequences. But let us say they are acts, that they are products of bad decisions, and if we do not go to the root, most likely you can always cut away the branches of the tree, but it will eventually come back. You understand, right? We need to know what the root is. And the Bible, instead of mentioning those small things, or the small fruits that are a result of it, it goes to the root. It says, let us take off every heaviness that hinders us from running, especially sin, which so easily causes us to stumble. Now I stumble when I don't have my eyes in the right focus. I stumble when I'm walking, and I didn't realise which way I was going, and the obstacles that were in front of me, because I was wrongly focused, and I failed to notice the little things. I put it this way. It is someone who is going to read and sign a contract, but forgetting to read the small print still signs it. Many times we go through life running, focusing on a goal, but we lose sight of the small details, which may be those small stones on the ground that make us stumble. And then he says, Let us run with perseverance and perseverance. So let us run with perseverance the race that God has set before all of us. After speaking to us of the importance of running, of letting go of every weight, of letting go of the sin so that we don't stumble, then he gives us the way to do it. Which is the right way to run? That is, have you ever asked yourself what is the right way to live? Is it what the world teaches us? I don't think so. The world calls evil good and calls good evil. And starting from there, we go wrong. But we look, verse 2 of what God says, we run the race avoiding stumbling, and we do it with perseverance, releasing sin. This we can only do one way, and it is by fixing our eyes upon Jesus. And look how he defines it, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith, the champion who initiates and perfects our day. If you are training for a certain sport because you want to reach the goal, you want to break the record, or you want to win a medal or trophy, would you ask advice from one who is at the bottom of the table and has never been able to win? I think you would think about it, and you would rather take advice from someone who has already raced and who has won many times. We should look at their trophies, and the first thing we should ask them is, what is the secret of your success? What is the secret of being able to achieve all of these trophies? We would then listen to this advice and put it into practice to be even better. Or some might say, if this won 10 titles and it worked for him, it is because it is really the right way to do this thing. So the Bible mentions Jesus as the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. In this race of life, who are we setting our eyes upon? Now when our eyes are not focused upon God, because he is not a priority for us, we are so easily able to lose focus. Because if they were on Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, our champion, we would live as he teaches us we should live. We would walk as he tells us we should walk. And we would do all things under his counsel. He tells us, in the world you are going to have afflictions, but trust that I have overcome the world. Trust means knowing how to listen and not question, because he already did it, and it worked for him. If it works for him, it will work for you. In the world, you're going to have hard times to overcome. But Jesus says, you shall have hard times, and if you wish to overcome them, focus on me. For I have already overcome the world. I can make you more than a conqueror. But if you trust and put your focus on what you've achieved by your own strength, at some point you will reach the limit, and you will faint. Everything you have built will mean nothing, because you will have a great void in your heart. But if you start placing your eyes on Jesus and trust in his great love, in his wisdom, and that he will give you the strength to overcome, you will be able to overcome in his wisdom and let him direct you. I assure you, he already knows the path you will take, which steps you are going to take. The Lord knows every stone that is in your way in order to guide you to the right place, so that your foot does not stumble on the stone. This is wonderful, but if we don't do this all the time, we will be trusting in what we know. The Bible gives us clear advice, and it also gets this advice right and tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own wisdom, but in all ways acknowledge him. That is, don't recognize him as only one point in your life. Recognize him in all that you do, and he will make your paths, your ways, and your steps straight. He will guide you. He will show you the right path, but sometimes we only recognize God in some areas of our lives, because we consider that in others are already the right place, because we consider that others are already under our control. But no man can have anything under his control, not even his own life. Only God, who gave it to us, can control your life and can make us live in the right way. So I ask you again the question, on whom do you have your eyes fixed? Now where our focus is, that is where our feet will point to, and that is where our heart will be. The Bible also mentions it in this way, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. What you consider important is what will rule your life. Otherwise, what you do not consider important, you will not pay attention to it. It is very easy to be carried away by emotions and feelings. It is like when a person is in love, isn't it? And when he is in love, he is blinded in love. And the person does not listen to advice, no matter how much he is told, look, be careful, we saw this person do this, or that is not the right person for you. He is abandoned in his emotions and in his feelings because he thinks it is the right thing to do. There is the focus of his gaze. In the end, he realizes, but in a way that many wanted to avoid, in a painful way, that he has not been with the right person. But he could have avoided the pain and the tears if he had been focused on the right goal. And that is when you put God first in all your ways, in all your decisions that you have to make. That is when you run the race of life with your eyes on Jesus, the one who will give you the wisdom to choose, to discern, to move, to walk, to run, to rest, and to really enjoy life. Setting your eyes on Jesus does not mean there will be no storms. Setting your eyes on Jesus, I want to make it clear, does not mean that the hard times will not come. Setting your eyes on Jesus means that even when those difficult moments, he will give you strength, the encouragement and the wisdom to face them and be victorious. We can only do everything in Christ who strengthens us. Who are your eyes on? Because where we focus, that will be your strength. And everything you do will depend on where your eyes are pointed to. Father, I thank you for this simple word, simple but necessary, to be able to take us to the point of reflection and to realize, Lord, that upon the path we are taking and where we are looking at, Father, help us to understand it and to keep it in our hearts today so that it can serve to correct our ways if we are on the wrong path. If we have ever turned our eyes away from you, doing other things more important to us than your counsel, today may we reflect and turn to you with all our hearts. Thank you for your word that gives us life, that corrects us, directs us, and makes us walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today this message was brought to you by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.